This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Talking about scary movies earlier, and Jim mentioned that what freaks him out the most in horror movies or action movies, it's when you see people get stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
A realistic depiction of a stabbing really gives you the heebie-jeebies.
The slower the stab, the worse.
Ugh. Well, we've got a call for you, and it's from, what's your name again?
Casey, how you doing?
Good, Casey.
Hey, listen, Jim's right. Stabbing sucks. I've been stabbed 3 times.
Come on.
Yeah.
you've been stabbed 3 times?
Yeah, 3 times.
At what point is it your fault?
Every time.
You're a stabbing magnet. Okay, tell us about the first stabbing. Yeah. Who stabbed you?
It was at school. I just got a dust up and caught one in the arm.
Okay. Second stabbing?
Was in a bar. I got stabbed in the stomach.
Cool.
Wow. Why? What started that?
Yeah, quite honest, I'm not too sure. It was probably speaking off.
Probably you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Stabbing number three?
Number three was also outside a bar. It was more like a pool hall. Uh-huh. Got into a disagreement and I caught a blade.
Caught a blade. You don't even stab 3 times when you start calling it caught a blade. Like it's just like, oh, I went out for a drink.
But
got a couple blades, crushed a couple beers, you know, it was a good night.
It doesn't hurt at first. It's the next few days that hurts the most.
Well, when you're sobered up.
When you get stabbed, it doesn't hurt as much as you'd expect it to.
Exactly.
Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of times if you see like a video on YouTube, somebody gets stabbed, they don't even realize they've been stabbed, and they look down, there's a blood stain.
It feels like a good hard punch, really.
And yeah.
Then, next thing you know, where's this blood coming from? Oh, it's me.
Okay, well, we're going to take your word for it. Hopefully, Jim and I never have to experience that.
I hope you don't either.
And good luck avoiding number four.
I will, boys. Ciao.
See ya.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
So, according to candystore.com, the least popular Halloween candy is candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell, Ontario, where you're from, is the home of Mitchell Corn Fest. Do they like candy corn in Mitchell?
I don't know. More than average? I feel like I don't see it that much. I know it's a Halloween staple, but I don't really remember it getting it that much as a kid.
I don't think candy corn's that bad. I just think the public perception is that it's not good. So maybe if they had the right marketing, people could get behind candy corn. Like if they came up with a new ad campaign with some catchy song, you know, something that really rocks.
Yeah.
I think maybe candy corn could move up the charts and become one of the more popular Halloween candies. You know, if they had a song that went a little something like this.
Sing about some candy that's got a million fans. It's orange and white and yellow, and you eat it with your hands. Come on! Buy it by the bag and eat it by the bowl. You open up your mouth and then you shove it down your hole. Come on!
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty little candy, orange, yellow, white. Slide down your throat on a Halloween night. Show the candy's feeling, but woman, if you're willing, be thrilled. Watch killing that whole bag tonight. You naughty thing, you rip the package open. You naughty woman, take the bag around for everyone. You're such a mover. I love the way you share with everybody.
The way you drink,
you're licking something sticky off your thumb. And here's the part the song is all about. When you take a piece of candy corn, stick it in your mouth.
Wow. Huh? I mean, wow, that made it hardcore.
Epic. Get me some candy corn.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
What do you got over there, Jim? Something scary for us?
I got a spooky story for you.
Okay.
There is a neighborhood in Detroit, a suburban neighborhood, where Halloween has been canceled because of one haunted house.
Uh-oh.
There was one abandoned house that is terrifying the neighborhood. So much so, kids can no longer leave their homes anymore. They're locked in their homes. They can't walk around the neighborhood because of one home. And it's haunted with cockroaches. Ooh. The garbage bin went by this house a couple days ago, and this is a vacant house. And they reported to the city, there are so many cockroaches in this house. Somebody has to come by and do something. The city comes over. They realize the cockroaches aren't staying in the house. They've moved on to neighboring houses. And it's so bad that they've put caution tape over all the sidewalks and have canceled Halloween in this neighborhood because there is too many cockroaches.
They don't want the roaches like getting on kids' costumes and moving around the neighborhood?
There's literally so many cockroaches walking around. They said that walking the streets could actually help kill the cockroaches because people would be accidentally stepping on cockroaches. That's how many cockroaches there are. But they're also saying their eggs could still spread and survive if they get on any of the clothing. And since the trash has been migrating along the street, like I guess they go from trash bag to trash bag too, you just don't know where they are. So the Halloween's been canceled in that entire neighborhood. Other houses are being infested.
Where is this? You say Michigan?
It's actually a Detroit suburb called Wyandotte, just like a small neighborhood in Detroit, the Greater Detroit area. But the city is saying, we will exterminate the roaches, but it will take, quote, some time. So who knows? Like, this could take months. You hear about cockroach infestations at an apartment building, and it could be a year before the last cockroach is gone.
Thanks a lot, cockroaches.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Here's another celebrity who has passed away that I didn't realize was still alive. Jerry Lee Lewis has died.
Jerry came in. He was determined that he was going to get on the Sun record label. If he had to come to Memphis and camp in front of our doorstep, and I heard the tape, and I said, man, this is exactly what we're looking for because everybody's picking guitars. Now, here's a guy that's really got some prowess as a pianist.
My name is Jerry Lee Lewis from Louisiana, and I'm going to do your little boogie on this here piano.
No question. He was a talented guy, but also kind of creepy. You know about Jerry Lee Lewis?
No, I don't know the creepiness.
Well, he married his 13-year-old cousin.
Oh, boy.
Kind of stuff.
Added to the pile.
Kind of stuff gets you canceled these days.
Yeah, hopefully.
But back in 1957, they got married.
I'm guessing it was still weird back then.
It lasted until 1970. If you want to know more, Dennis Quaid played Jerry Lee Lewis in the movie Great Balls of Fire back in 1989. Winona Ryder played his 13-year-old cousin that he marries.
A stirring tribute to the man, and he'll be missed.
Rest in peace, Jerry Lee Lewis.
I mean, boy, he must have been old.
Yeah.
How old was he?
87.
Okay, yeah.
87, but boy, could he play piano, huh?
Yeah.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
What will you be remembered for? The piano playing or your reputation as being a horrible person and a guy who married a 13-year-old that you're related to?
I've changed my mind. This love is fine.
Great Balls of Fire.
Catchy.
Catchy
song.
Reminds me of Top Gun every time.
Can't argue with with this tune. 87 years old, Jerry Lee Lewis has passed away.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
We are ready here. Well, I think we're ready. Jim, are you ready?
You know it, Taz.
Okay. Every year around this time, we like to try and break the world record for most Halloween jokes told in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What is the current record at, Jim?
8. Which I set, I will say. I did set that, I think, back in 2018, and I haven't been able to top it.
You've got to continue to push yourself,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know. You got to grow.
You can't get lazy. Just because you have the record doesn't mean you can't do better.
Yeah. Like, Wayne Gretzky didn't stop getting points after he got one more point than the next guy, you know?
Yeah. He said to himself, well, I'm going to just point after point after point until I can't get any points anymore.
Exactly.
And that's what we're doing here.
Until I retire, yeah.
The exact same thing as what Wayne Gretzky did.
I'm the great one.
NBD. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
And a lot of the ones I do.
It's not about quality, though.
No, it's quantity
this
here.
This isn't best Halloween jokes.
Nope.
This is just most in 30 seconds. I have the timer ready to go. Jim, you need anything beforehand?
Just a little bit of luck.
Okay, so when you start the first setup for the first joke, I will start the timer.
Okay. Who haunts Jellystone Park?
Who?
Boo Boo. Well, how did the skeleton pay her way through college?
I don't know.
Bonely fans. Who's the hottest comedian on Halloween?
Who?
Frankensteinfeld. What was the Canadian skeleton's favorite George Thorogood song?
Who?
Plaid to the Bone. How did the vampire cross Lake Ontario?
How?
On a blood vessel. Who's the most shocking dog walker?
Who?
Alice Scooper. What do you call a chubby vampire?
Who?
Count Snackula. Why were those pumpkins in the drunk tank?
Why?
Because they were smashed. What's Hillary Clinton's favorite witchcraft ingredient?
What?
I have Newt Gingrich. What's your
You okay?
Ah,
have a sip of water there, man. Your face is all red. You look exhausted.
I got 9!
You did it?
I did 9!
Come on!
I did!
But Jim, you have outdone yourself. Now, are there any other... I was chuckling a little bit there in my head. Should we go back and revisit any of those?
None of them are worth it.
Did you have any leftovers?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the leftover jokes.
Okay. Which Buffalo Bill buries the most corpses?
Which Buffalo Bill buries the most corpses? I don't know.
Stephon Diggs.
Diggs.
Yeah.
All right. See, I was thinking Buffalo Bill from... Silence of the Lambs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I got
you. Yeah, you tricked me there. Okay, what's the other leftover?
How did Jay-Z talk to his dead wife?
A
seance?
Just to be clear, Beyonce is still alive.
Jerry Lee Lewis died, not Beyonce.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis dead. 87, he had a good run and wasn't a great man. So don't get too upset about that one. Beyonce, still alive.
Healthier than ever, as far as we know. However, if she did die, a seance is how he would talk to her. Yeah.
9 is the new record. Woo. Most Halloween jokes ever told in 30 seconds. Congratulations, Jim.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
And Jim, I didn't realize that you were a race car fan.
I'm not really, but this video has gone viral. Pat McAfee, popular podcast host, tweeted a video out and said, "Is this real?" I saw it, and often these racing replays can be confused with video game graphics. Like,
right.
A lot of time a video game replay will be disguised as a real race and people will fall for it because the graphics are so good. So that's exactly what I thought was happening here, that Pat McAfee fell for something. But looking into it, this really happened. Okay, so there was a race on Sunday night. Ross Chastain was in this race and he was in 10th place. It's the final lap and it's at the final turn. You have to get 5th or better to move on to the championship. So okay. He's in 10th. It's the final turn. Usually you slow down to go into that final turn and then accelerate as you're leaving the turn. Instead of slowing down, he goes pedal to the metal into the wall, which is a rounded curve, and literally rides the wall, grinding against it, but not slowing down, and just whips around the corner and goes from 10th place to 5th place. And, I mean, the announcers watching it are going crazy, too. They've never seen anything like this before.
Bell out of turn 4. He's going to do it. He's won his way into the championship.
It was a video game move off into turn 3. He put the car against the wall wide open all the way around turn 3 and 4.
Chastain, Elliott, Bell, and Logano are going to fight for a championship in Phoenix. Take a look at what he did.
I have never seen anything like that before in my life.
So you can see how jazzed up the pit is. Like, they've never seen a move like that. Nobody's seen a move like that. And it's funny because I said it looked like a video game move. Well, who else thought it was a video game move? Ross Chastain himself.
The driver.
He talks about why he made this decision.
Played a lot of NASCAR 2005 on the GameCube with Chad growing up, and you could get away with it. And I never knew if it would actually work. And I did that when I was 8 years old, and I grabbed 5th gear. I asked off of 2 on the last lap if we needed it, and we did. I couldn't tell who was leading, and I just made the choice. I grabbed 5th gear down the back and full committed. Once I got against the wall, I basically let go of the wheel.
That's funny, man. So he had done it in the video game that he used to play and thought maybe this cheat will work in real life.
Yeah, he ran it by the pit crew and they said go for it. See that? He said he just let go of the wheel. and just said, like, let it ride the wall and do its own thing. And I guess it worked. And there's also a dash cam video from inside his car.
Yeah, yeah.
And as he's hitting the wall, there's parts flying up and hitting the windshield. But he still goes to this now.
He's against the wall. That's crazy.
And he sneaks in, man. Unbelievable.
Do you think guys are going to be doing this all the time now that they know it's possible?
Maybe, but it's only possible the last lap. I'm sure his car was a write-off after that moment. So it's like the last lap, that last turn, probably can only happen on a certain tracks. But, I mean, it's just like the Tony Hawk 900. Once one guy does it, you know, now everybody can do it.
Peacock.
I want to see your peacock. Peacock.
Peacock.
Your peacock. Peacock.
Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock? Peacock.
Time to talk sports. Devin Peacock is our sports guy. Yo, Dev.
Hey, guys.
Hey, don't come in here all, hey, guys. Jim Kelly is looking for your head here, bud.
No, I'm not. I'm taking responsibility. Nobody forced me to do this. But
every recommendation you made for Jim to bet on football did not come through.
I've heard of people losing their shirt. Didn't know they lost their mustache as well. But
I think we lost a friendship too. So, you
know. What were the highlights of the weekend for you in the NFL, Devi?
Well, the highlight for me specifically was the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they didn't win by as many as people thought they were going to, but they beat the Green Bay Packers. The first half was all they needed to beat Green Bay. And they pulled out the win. So if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you're pretty happy. If you're a fan of a lot of other teams, maybe a bit concerned. The New England Patriots won, but Mac Jones did not look great. I've seen some Pats fans online getting a little bit worried about Mac Jones. The New York Giants, I guess they were due finally to lose. They did not have the greatest of weekends. That was one of my recommendations for Jim. Again, sorry,
whoops.
Jim. $6 I'll never see again.
Hey, can I tell you what my highlight was? Survivor pool. The Survivor pool, I'm still in it. I took the Dallas Cowboys. How high scoring was that game? If you told me that the Bears were going to score 29 points, I'd be like, okay, well, they're going to win. No. What was it, 29-49?
Yeah, it was a massive game for the Dallas Cowboys. They did it without Zeke really being at the top of his game for the Cowboys, so their running game was really strong. And I don't know how many people in your pool picked or still have the Falcons or the Panthers as an option, but that game would have given people heart attacks based on how back and forth. That was like one of the games of the year.
I almost went with the Falcons, and I decided to play it a little safer. I would have been on the edge of my seat.
Panthers missed an easy field goal to win the game.
Well, they should have. I thought they got kind of screwed by the league because they had the wide receiver. He gets the touchdown, takes off his helmet, which is a penalty. If you do that, you're not supposed to take off your helmet and celebrate, but he was out of the end zone. He wasn't in the field of play. So I know you're not supposed to like take your helmet off and then celebrate, but he was not on the field of play when he did it. So for me, like, I know the rule, it's been there for 20 years, but for me, if you're out of the end zone, if you're not on the field, it shouldn't be a penalty. And if that's not a penalty, then the ball is closer when they do the extra point. They may not need overtime. They probably win that game.
Tom and Giselle, it's a fish.
That was quick.
Yeah, they're dealing with it. They put out the statement, divorce is happening. You on Team Tom or Team Giselle here?
I'm a Bills fan. I will never like Tom Brady. I mean, again, you don't wish anyone ill will, but I kind of like to see the Buccaneers lose. I'm sorry.
Like you do wish someone ill will. Jim, to feed your degenerate gambling addiction, Tom Brady, Giselle, who are they going to date next? You can bet on it, and we'll tell you the odds. Who are the favorites to be the next partners for those two now that they're back on the market? That's coming up here. Thanks, Dev.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
We've got another scary story for you here. Everyone does it. You got something up there, and you need to get it out. You do a little mining, some spelunking, digging for gold, some call it, picking your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, have you ever picked your nose?
Yeah, occasionally.
Stop it. A new study out of Australia has found picking your nose might cause Alzheimer's.
I mean, how far are you going up there?
That's not, I mean, you would think that's what it is. If you go too high,
you start embalming your brain.
Yeah, you start poking your brains around. But what they've discovered is there's a certain type of bacteria. Specifically, it's a type of chlamydia that has been linked to dementia. Some experts think it's what causes dementia. And researchers at Griffith University in Australia have shown it can get into your brain by entering through your nose. When they tested it on mice, the brain responded by producing proteins that are linked to Alzheimer's. I don't know how they got the mice to pick their noses, but that's pretty impressive in itself.
Truly. So do you I'm a little confused because I feel like if I don't have chlamydia and I haven't touched a chlamydia person, I'm free to pick.
Well, you don't know what's on your fingers.
I guess so. I guess I could be at I touch a door handle.
Exactly.
Touch a tractor seat accidentally.
You know it.
Hmm.
So the bacteria bypasses your bloodstream, goes right to your brain when you pick your nose.
You know, I don't like this story. You know, now I can think of my grandpa gets dementia. All I'm going to think about is where did the chlamydia come from and why was he picking his nose?
Maybe he was just plucking nose hairs. They say
that's cool.
They say that plucking nose hairs, same thing, bad idea because the bacteria can get in.
But you can have a little more self-esteem if you were just picking a nose hair.
Well,
I was just scratching my
nose. That's the excuse.
Sure.
Scratching the nose, pulling nose hairs. I wasn't picking my nose, of course not. Just be aware.
All right. Well, it's good to know.
Yeah. Just be aware that the nose-picking scientists are on the job.
Peacock.
I want to see your peacock.
Peacock.
Cock.
Your peacock.
Cock.
Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Time for sports. Devin Peacock is with us. Dev, we got the World Series going on, and it's turning into quite the series.
A great start. Philadelphia picking up that game and win one, going extra innings. Like they started this series like it was game seven, which is the mentality you have to have when you're playing a 100-win Astros team. The disparity in the regular season wins between these two teams is massive. Houston is a major favorite, but as you saw in game one, anyone can win. But as we saw in Game 2, the Astros, just like the Phillies, have a fantastic bullpen, and you have to jump on Houston early because Philadelphia cannot keep giving Houston these leads and coming back. They came back from 5-0 in the first game. They jump out 5-0 in the second game. They didn't do what you need to score early against Houston. It's kind of obvious to say, but given the bullpen the Astros have, if the Phillies are going to win these next couple of games, they have to start fast.
Obviously, everyone's on high alert with the Astros' cheating history. There was some talk that maybe one of their pitchers was doing some cheating on the weekend.
Yeah, everyone noticed after the first inning, he changed his belt, his glove, his cleats, pretty much everything. And he has this weird motion a little bit. So people are wondering kind of what's going on with him. But he's just extremely superstitious. And the Phillies, for their part, they were not thinking there's any sort of cheating going on because the umpires check these pitchers like pretty much after every half inning. But what he did was, Framber Valdez, who was the pitcher for the Astros, he normally has cleats that he uses to warm up and then cleats that he uses to pitch. And he decided on Saturday to start the game with his warm-up cleats and his warm-up belt and his warm-up glove. And then after the first inning, he changed it up because Houston got off to a big lead. So it looked weird, but he said, I'm Dominican. I'm very superstitious. This is what I do.
I'm not buying it. I'm going to be watching his wardrobe. Game 3's tonight. Thanks, Dev.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are officially done. They issued statements on Friday saying it was amicable. They grew apart. They wish each other the best. They're going to do what's best for the kids. And the divorce is happening. Yeah. So, of course, instantly, odds makers started allowing you to put money down on who they're going to sleep with next.
Hmm.
So you can go to betonline.ag, and that's where these odds are from. For Giselle, we were joking about this last week. They say Pete Davidson is most likely her next match at plus 1,200.
Is he just the rebound guy now? The official rebound guy of Hollywood and the Stars.
Good work if you can get it.
Yeah, really.
Jason Momoa is on the list. Leonardo DiCaprio. John.
First off, Leo DiCaprio is the longest shot of all.
Yeah, Giselle's 42.
Yeah, ain't happening. Even if you switched him 24, she'd just be on the cusp.
John Mayer is there.
Yeah, okay.
Neymar, the Brazilian soccer stud.
Oh, football rivalry. Interesting.
Real football.
Real football, yeah.
This American monstrosity version of football.
International stud.
What else we got? Donald Trump.
Oh, she's Brazilian too, isn't she?
You can bet on Donald Trump to date Giselle.
He would never do that to Tom
Brady. Huge payout, though. He might as well put down a dollar. Plus 100,000 are the odds for Trump.
Can I bet that it won't happen? I'll put my entire life savings on that.
Who is Tom Brady going to be dating? The front runner is Taylor Swift.
Huh. You never know. I don't know. I don't think he's going to date another celeb. Maybe he would. I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
You always go with it. Like, you'd assume you'd go with someone opposite from the person you were just with.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you had, like, a type. But, yeah, you wouldn't want the same thing.
I've seen that, too. I've had friends who get divorced, and then they show up at a party, and they're like, this is my new girlfriend. I'm like, dude, that is a carbon copy of your wife.
Yeah, that's your old girlfriend.
That looks exactly like the lady you just broke up with.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.